In the name of Jesus, my dear Christian friends, and especially the vicars of 1986, I wonder where I am going for my vicarage assignment. Soon you will know. I wonder what is expected of me during my vicarage. That too you will soon know. I'm sure those are questions that have, if not crossed your lips these last few days, have crossed your mind. They're good questions. They remind me of the question that the Apostle Paul asked soon after his conversion. And you know, those are questions that all Christians should be asking, but especially you, my dear friend. An obvious answer to that question is that you must faithfully and effectively carry out the responsibilities of your vicarage. I want you to understand that being a vicar in the Lutheran Church is an honor and a trust. But it's more than that. You should definitely look upon it not only as a privilege of continuing your education, but a privilege of fulfilling or having special opportunities for service, not just something that you couldn't avoid. This afternoon, before you receive your vicarage assignment, I would ask with you to think with me particularly about the type of service that you will want to render. As we read the context of our text, we notice in the previous chapter that the Apostle Paul, in majestic language, emphasizes what a wonderful God you and I have. And then he goes on to show how people who know this God through Jesus Christ should live and act and feel. At the center of it all is an attitude of complete, happy, voluntary service and surrender. It's as he said, it's an offering of oneself to God as a living sacrifice. Now, this by no means is an easy thing. And you and I do people a disservice if we ever imply that living the Christian life is easy. Thank God, by the grace of God, it is easy to become a Christian. Simply believing in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that He died for your sins and my sins. But you know, it takes real strength, courage, and effort to have a disciplined Christian life. And there's only one proper motivation for that, and that is the same faith in Jesus Christ that made you and me a Christian. This alone is what gives you not only the motivation, but also the spiritual force to say to your God and mean it, "Here I am. Use me as you want. I'm yours. I belong to you. I want to serve you." Now, it doesn't take much wisdom for you and me to know that our human heart is pretty self-centered. Just look at the way we take care of ourselves. And then there's that disgusting frequency of the words in our speaking. I, me, and my. Look at the way that we can so easily ignore what others are saying simply because we're thinking of ourselves and our own affairs. Our own selfish world, walled in by our interests and needs, always seems to be the important thing in our life. And our attention travels only one direction, and that's inward. But by the grace of God, that's got to be changed. That must be changed if we're going to offer to our God any offering of sacrificial service. Our attitudes and our thoughts must change direction. They must go to our God. And to others, both in and outside of the congregation in which we are serving, and they must center on their spiritual needs. For you see, a Christian has a different kind of heart beating in his breast. It's the heart of the new man in Jesus Christ. It's the heart that holds on tightly to the forgiveness of a loving God, that pumps us up with love through our entire being and on out to others, that looks to God and keeps looking until we finally see Him face to face. If you and I are going to render a sacrificial service as leaders in His church, then we have to become fully aware the kind of heart that we have. And we're going to have to possess an attitude that compels us to deny ourselves and start thinking of our Master's desire by asking what He wants. Not what you and I want, by seeking to serve our fellow Christians and not ourselves, by being concerned about His kingdom and not our kingdom. You see, such a service demands that we realize and agree fully that God wants all of us and not just a little part. It demands that we consent freely to the concept of total surrender. Today, many people give God just a corner of themselves. That can't be done. And you vicars can't do it either. Sacrificial service that is unselfish also has no thought of payment or reward or honor or glory. It doesn't ask the question, what's in it for me? Instead, if some of these things do come to us in our sacrificial service, it's going to be a surprise. It's going to be a surprise because that wasn't the motivation. It works the same way as it did with the works of those on Christ's right hand in His picture of the final judgment. When He cited their good works, He caught them by surprise, simply because they had done these things out of faith and unselfish love. So none of you will expect reward. And if you do, you're going to be disappointed. In fact, instead of honor, criticism will be your lot. Instead of compliments, there's going to be complaints. If you do, so be it. If your service is honestly sacrificial, Then the Apostle Paul tells you it's acceptable unto God. And that's enough for you to know. For after all, he is the one that counts. No sacrifice in the Old Testament was an offering of some kind involving giving up something, especially something that was very important to an individual. A killing took place. The blood of an animal was shed. Pain was experienced. Of course, all of that pointed forward to the Lamb of God and his work as he sacrificed himself for you, for me, for all men. We dare never forget that. For today we glibly use that term sacrifice with respect to Christ. And so often we forget the greatness of his physical and spiritual pain that went into it. I say we dare never forget that, what it really cost our Savior to sacrifice himself for us. Because we too glibly use that term sacrifice to refer to some of those works that we offer to God. We don't realize actually how little they are. They're little because they haven't hurt us very much. So if we're bold to apply that term sacrifice to ourselves, we dare not forget that costs are involved. And that has application to all of our life, Christian living, as well as being leaders in his church. In our giving, it means giving not just what is left over, what we won't miss anyway, but we really want to keep for ourselves and spend maybe for that new TV set which we've been denying ourselves while going to school, which we've been denying ourselves while going to school, or for that cabin on the lake. It means witnessing and standing up when we know what God's will is, even though it's going to make us feel like 2 cents to our fellow men. It means attending meetings, maybe keeping books, preparing lessons when we would like to go to that party of a friend. I ask, should you and I ever demand a religion that is free of charge? What kind of Christian faith would that be to us if it's no bigger than our comforts and our convenience? Or yes, even our sorrows. Remember, for St. Paul, it caused him persecutions and beatings. Abraham had to trudge up that mountain to kill his son at the command of his Lord. It cost Stephen his life to serve his master. And that same willingness to serve our God, to hurt for the Lord, has been true of all of God's heroes in ages past, and it must also be true of you and of me as leaders in his church. When all is said and done, our text tells us this is simply a reasonable service. It's nothing for which you and I ought to expect rewards or credit or honor. In plain English, it's par for the course. Notice how Paul began. I beseech you. I beg you. He feels that this business very deeply. He begs them to understand that what he says should be the accepted and the normal reaction of someone who understands the mercies of God. But my dear friends, you can't stand beneath the cross of Calvary and not realize something of the immensity of the mercy of God, and then not feel your heart warmed with a desire and love for the Savior, willing to serve him, welling up in your heart. What happens is that we simply want to serve our Lord. We're willing to go along. Our faith and our love push us into sacrificial service. We welcome it. We desire it. And in like measure, that sacrificial service ceases. That desire for it ceases. The moment we begin to complain and gripe. Our Heavenly Father looks for service and obedience that comes from a happy and a willing heart. So negative comments, constant carping, hypocritical remarks are all unworthy of a loving and willing child of God. But deeply is it unworthy of would-be leaders in the church. Such things spread like cancer. They make the church sick. You should understand that as vicars, you have a great responsibility to set a shining example of willing and loving service for your Lord and his church. Your positive attitudes can be catching, and they can spread too. When sacrificial service is willing, it's going to stifle the frustration and the disappointments that come in an attitude of reluctance of those whom you are leading. What kind of Christians are those that have to be begged to serve such a loving God? Who have that amazing talent when asked to serve, come up with excuses? Are there people who really have not accepted the genuine importance and priorities of Christian living? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. We cannot deceive God. We dare not deceive ourselves. An all-out willingness for God's work and his work is surely a lot more important than loafing around the house till 11 a.m., staying at home and watching a favorite TV program, or even being concerned about making some money. What's in it for me? We heard our Lord in Psalm 110 urging us to serve him with gladness. And he's telling us to give a service with a smile, not just on our faces, but in our hearts. My dear friend, you've been highly honored by your assignment as a vicar in the Lutheran Church. I know that the world sometimes looks upon the church with amused tolerance. And they wouldn't particularly consider being a vicar such honor. But I stand here to tell you, your God does, as well as your fellow Christians. For your Lord and Savior expects every Christian to render service. But to you, you've been given a special job. The Lord expects special service from you. So go to that cross, go there often, and pray for a special measure of the Holy Spirit that you may render genuine, sacrificial service to your Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Will each of you now step forward to receive your vicarage assignment as your name together with the place of your assignment is called. Jeffrey Anderson, California, Nevada, Hawaii District, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Cupertino, California. Donald Anthony, Michigan District, Greenfield Peace Lutheran Church, Detroit, Michigan. Joel Baisley, California, Nevada, Hawaii District, Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, San Jose, California. Matthew Becker, Ohio District, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Lancaster, Ohio. Kelly Bedard, Southeastern District, Bethany Lutheran Church, Alexandria, Virginia. Stephen Bielenberg, the Rocky Mountain District, Messiah Lutheran Church, Longmont, Colorado. Dana Brooks, Michigan District, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Battle Creek, Michigan. Belvin Brummett, Oklahoma District, Christ Lutheran Church, Elk City, Oklahoma. Keith Brustoon, Montana District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Great Falls, Montana. Ronald Burcham, Iowa District West, St. John Lutheran Church, Charter Oak, Iowa. Michael Burdick, SELC District, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Greenwich, Connecticut. Scott Calloway, Northern Illinois District, St. John Lutheran Church, Lansing, Illinois. James Cartwright, Texas District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Seymour, Texas. Robert Clancy, Montana District, Mount Olive Lutheran Church, Billings, Montana. George Kaufman, Mid-South District, First Lutheran Church, Fort Smith, Arkansas. Gerald Coleman, Florida, Georgia District, Redeemer Lutheran Church, Stuart, Florida. Ronald Cox, Iowa District West, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Garner, Iowa. Mark Cutler, Northern Illinois District, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Rochelle, Illinois. Joel Danner, Missouri District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Jeffrey Drager, Michigan District, Messiah Lutheran Church, Clio, Michigan. Bert Eichhoff, Oklahoma District, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Thomas Elbert, Jr., Missouri District, Faith Lutheran Church, Kirksville, Missouri. Thomas Fast, Missouri District, Hope Lutheran Church, Maryville, Missouri. Keith Gravesmill, English District, Concordia Lutheran Church, Akron, Ohio. C. Scott Gress, Florida, Georgia District, River Cliff Lutheran Church, Dunwoody, Georgia. John Gutz, SELC District, Calvary Lutheran Church, Parma, Ohio. Timothy Hansen, Southern District, Christ Lutheran Church, Jackson, Mississippi. William Heffel, Iowa District East, St. John's Lutheran Church, Osage, Iowa. Mark Heine, Central Illinois District, St. Matthew Lutheran Church, Milan, Illinois. Jack Hano, Wyoming District, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Torrington, Wyoming. Kevin Huss, the Rocky Mountain District, Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Lakewood, Colorado. Gregory Jans, New England District, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Bristol, Connecticut. Dwayne Johnson, Missouri District, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Sedalia, Missouri. John Johnson, Southern District, Jehovah Lutheran Church, Pensacola, Florida. Thomas Johnson, Iowa District East, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Waterloo, Iowa. Keith Jones, Wisconsin North District, Faith Lutheran Church, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Kevin Jones, Southern California District, First Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Las Vegas, Nevada. L. Earl Kinney, Northern Illinois District, Mount Olive Lutheran Church, Rockford, Illinois. Alan Klott, California, Nevada, Hawaii District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Palo Alto, California. Ronald Krause, Iowa District West, Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Anita, Iowa. Kenneth Krippner, New England District, St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Norwalk, Connecticut. David Kukta, North Wisconsin District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Merrill, Wisconsin. Mark Kufall, Missouri District, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Farmington, Missouri. Michael Lang, Southern California District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Santa Ana, California. P. Allen Lanigan, Iowa District West, Zion Lutheran Church, Humboldt, Iowa. Mark Larson, the Rocky Mountain District, Mount Hope Lutheran Church, Boulder, Colorado. David Lewis, Southern District, Atonement Lutheran Church, Metairie, Louisiana. Richard Lohmeyer, Southern Illinois District, St. John Lutheran Church, Redbud, Illinois. Mark Lukey, Nebraska District, Faith Lutheran Church, Hastings, Nebraska. John Luther, Southern Illinois District, Zion Lutheran Church, Litchfield, Illinois. John Meehan, Southeastern District, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Falls Church, Virginia. David Meggers, South Wisconsin District, Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Craig Mueller, Wyoming District, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Alliance, Nebraska. Stephen Oliver, Minnesota South District, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Waseca, Minnesota. Richard Olson, Missouri District, Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, Grandview, Missouri. Ronald Pasur, Michigan District, Peace Lutheran Church, Warren, Michigan. Dean Patelko, Central Illinois District, St. John's Lutheran Church, East Moline, Illinois. Walter Poland, Texas District, Hispanic In-Service Training Ministry, Austin, Texas. Donald Poleggi, Iowa District West, Grace Lutheran Church, Lemars, Iowa. Charles Ramsey III, New England District, First Lutheran Church, Boston, Massachusetts. Thomas Ramsey, Nebraska District, St. John Lutheran Church, Seward, Nebraska. Chris Rebentish, North Wisconsin District, Mount Olive Lutheran Church, Schofield, Wisconsin. Scott Rishi, Northwest District, Christ the King Lutheran Church, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. David Robotson, SELC District, Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, Streeter, Illinois. Timothy Rosenthal, Northwest District, Faith Lutheran Church, Oroville, Washington. Joel Seralt, Southern District, St. Paul Lutheran Church, New Orleans, Louisiana. David Schilling, Southeastern District, Pilgrim Lutheran Church, Bethesda, Maryland. Gregory Schlicker, Southern California District, Ascension Lutheran Church, Torrance, California. Carl Schmader, Iowa District West, Trinity Lutheran Church, Des Moines, Iowa. Paul Schmidt, Jr., New England District, St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, New Britain, Connecticut. David Schmidt, Michigan District, St. Timothy Lutheran Church, Detroit, Michigan. Douglas Schrader, Oklahoma District, St. John's Lutheran Church, Moore, Oklahoma. Martin Schultz, Nebraska District, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice, Nebraska. Ronald Simpson, Texas District, Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, Dallas, Texas. Jeffrey Sippy, Texas District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Sealy, Texas. Alan Steinbeck, Southern District, Augustana Lutheran Church, Alexandria, Louisiana. Lauren Strum, Montana District, Messiah Lutheran Church, Missoula, Montana. Barry Stuvey, Minnesota South District, Redeemer Lutheran Church, Wayzata, Minnesota. John Thieme, Texas District, Hope Lutheran Church, Friendswood, Texas. W. Mart Thompson, Minnesota South District, Campus Chapel, Mankato, Minnesota. Bruce Tim, Florida Georgia District, Christ the King Lutheran Church, Largo, Florida. Gregory Todd, Central Illinois District, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Macomb, Illinois. Paul Wagner, Eastern District, St. John Lutheran Church, Depew, New York. William Wagner, Jr., South Dakota District, St. John's Lutheran Church, Yankton, South Dakota. John Warther, Michigan District, Outer Drive Faith Lutheran Church, Detroit, Michigan. Preston Weatherly, Jr., Missouri District, Concordia Lutheran Church, Maplewood, Missouri. James Wilson, Montana District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Sydney, Montana. Frank Winter III, Texas District, Concordia Lutheran Church, San Antonio, Texas. Alan Wolka, Michigan District, Grace Lutheran Church, Baldwin, Michigan. James Wright, Minnesota South District, Trinity Lutheran Church, Mountain Lake, Minnesota. John Zarty, Oklahoma District, Christ the Redeemer Lutheran Church, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Joel Zippe, Iowa District West, Christ Lutheran Church, Boughton, Iowa. The following are colloquy students. David Fredrickson, Minnesota South District, St. John Lutheran Church, Young America, Minnesota. Kenneth Keat, Missouri District, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Sedalia, Missouri. Donald McKelvey, Southern Illinois District, St. Matthew Lutheran Church, Brussels, Illinois. John Merrill, Michigan District, Calvary Lutheran Church, Lincoln Park, Michigan. Dennis Schmidt, Missouri District, Hope Lutheran Church, DeSoto, Missouri. The following vicarage was assigned to a student in the Master of Divinity program, and we announced it in his absence. Douglas Caston, Southern District, St. Philip Lutheran Church, Jackson, Mississippi.